Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people.
Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo. Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Reach 1, teach 1. Catch up, you took that one. I had to eat, son. And then my little tie. Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Eastman, we have liftoff.
Ignite Youth Arts Festival brings a week of youth-run programming to the Kulch's Historic Theater from May 13th to 18th. Featuring theater performers, filmmakers, musicians, poets, drag artists, visual artists, multidisciplinary artists, and more. Each of the main festival nights offer a diverse spread of performances in a variety show style. This year, Ignite is going spatial to celebrate the voices of rising stars. Get your ticket now at thekulch.com or through the Kulch's box office at 604-251-1363.
This is Kristen Carter. My debut contemporary pop album, Full Bloom, is now yours to discover. Full Bloom is a living garden of 12 songs that celebrates the beauty and the seasonal nature of life. You can find Full Bloom wherever you listen to music. Visit thekristencarter.com or follow at Kristen Carter Music for more. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters.
Welcome. I name Steve Joaquin.
Do tanse. Ichuao.
Iswao. Ahlo sahla.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Jack Dunal. Tai Tai Tan.
You are invited to volunteer for Spicesisim Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself. Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm or visit the Spicesisim Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
Good afternoon. This is Nolan speaking, host of Mixotroph, the finest in world music. We are broadcasting today on unceded, stolen Musqueam territories, otherwise known as UBC campus. Today is going to be hopefully a pretty special episode. I'm pretty excited for it. The plan is to promote the Ignite Youth Arts Festival, which is ongoing. It's going on tonight. You can get your tickets. It's going to be some great performances. by some great young artists, dancers, poets, musicians. It's going to be really fun. And this is a festival that is going down at the Kolch Theatre, great venue. And yeah, we're hopeful to get a group that's performing performing this evening, Sleepless Poems. We're hoping to get them on air today for a short interview. Right now they're in the middle of just sorting some stuff out at the theatre. They're performing at 8 p.m. tonight. So, you know, they've kind of had a hectic day, it seems, but we'll see in a little bit towards the end of my radio hour if they can call in. So yeah, for now, I had a backup plan. It's all good for this, so we can ease into this afternoon, this beautiful, sunny and a bit windy afternoon here in Vancouver. I'm going to be playing just some cool music that, some stuff that I've been listening to, but also members of Sleepless Poems, Dora, Renata, and Maya, stuff they've added on their playlist. And yeah, just a lot of great women in particular I've noticed, which is really cool because I feel like a lot of what I played on Mixtroph is like male band leaders, but I also want to celebrate some of the amazing women musicians, artists. So yeah, we're going to get into this first track. It's by Brazilian singer-songwriter Maria Bethania. You know, I have to play some Brazilian music every episode. It's imperative. As canções que você fez... I don't know if I'm pronouncing this terribly. Fez pra mim. As canções que você fez pra mim. I'm sorry if I butchered that. I really should know better. I have Brazilian friends, but anyway, hope you enjoy.
Que você fez pra mim, não sei por que razão. Tudo mudou assim, ficaram as canções e você não ficou. Esqueceu de tanta coisa que um dia me falou, tanta coisa que somente entre nós dois ficou. Eu acho que você já nem se lembra mais. É tão difícil olhar o mundo e ver o que ainda existe, pois sem você meu mundo é diferente, minha alegria é triste. Quantas vezes você disse que me amava tanto, tantas vezes eu enxuguei o seu pranto. Agora eu choro só, sem ter você aqui. Esqueceu de tanta coisa que um dia me falou, tanta coisa que somente entre nós dois ficou. Eu acho que você já nem se lembra mais.
É tão difícil olhar o mundo e ver o que ainda existe. Pois sem você meu mundo é diferente, minha alegria é triste. Quantas vezes você disse que me amava tanto? Tantas vezes eu enxuguei o seu pranto. Agora eu choro só sem ter você aqui.
Hello, welcome back. I have some good news. We have Sleepless Poems on the air here today. They've managed to get everything sorted out. Can you guys hear me all right now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Hello, great. Hello.
Great, I think this is all working. It's my first interview, everyone. So give us some... give me some slack if we have some issues. But yeah, I'm really thankful that you guys could make some time to come chat with me, to come chat about the festival and what you guys are going to be performing. How are the three of you doing today?
Mostly pretty good. I think some of us got food poisoning last night.
Oh, no. What happened?
Honestly, not, like, great. I don't want to name names on the radio. But yeah, honestly, like, I think music-wise and, like, group vibes-wise, we're pretty good. I don't know. Do you want to add anything, Renata or Maya?
No, yes. Really excited to be performing tonight. And thanks for the interview.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. But I just want to go back to the food poisoning. Are all of you all right? Like, are we going to... There's not going to be any vomiting on stage?
Yeah, I mean, I would say there's been some gastrointestinal strife. but I don't think that can crush our vibe. And yeah, so let's hope. You know, yeah. we can only hope. We can't tell the future, so...
Great. Okay, I'm looking forward to that. I have faith that you guys will just be able to clear away all the negative energy. And yeah, okay, so do you three want to introduce yourselves, saying a bit like your background or what kind of art you're doing, how you came together, and just a short introduction so we have some context?
Sure, yeah. Okay, I will start. My name is Dora Prieto, and I am... I guess primarily a poet. I'm graduating from my MFA in creative writing from UBC literally next week. I also play music a little bit, and I've been friends with Maya for a really long time, and we like sing together sometimes. And Renata and Maya are in a band together called Dayshade. I'll let them like talk a little bit more about that when they're introducing themselves, but it's just like an amazing band. Everyone should listen, like comment, subscribe, save, etc. Then I had this performance idea because there was this poem, actually this like bunch of poems, like, I don't know, 15 or 20 poems that I wrote about a tragedy in my family that happened like 2 years ago, losing my brother-in-law. But the poems, they just like, I didn't want to publish them because it was just kind of too personal. And so somehow we just kind of came up with this idea of making it a performance instead of something that's like printed. And yeah, just like making it more like ephemeral, I guess. And then we just kind of started doing it. And it felt so awkward at first for me because I don't have like a spoken word background at all. But I think we found something like really nice in the end.
Yeah, that's exciting. And I think it's cool that you guys are doing experimenting, combining different mediums of your art, and through spoken word and music. That can be really challenging. I mean, I've dabbled a little bit in writing poetry, but I've seen some spoken word performances, and that can seem like a very challenging thing to have the confidence to go and do that. So,
yeah.
I mean, I would imagine that it would feel good to have your friends here, Maya and Renata, to like support you, and you're all kind of coming together to create this. Because I mean, at least from my perspective, that seems like a pretty intimidating thing to do.
Oh, no, like, that's so spot on, honestly, because, like, Maya and Renata, like, especially in the beginning where I just felt like it was just so intense to try to, like, say these poems because of the subject matter, like, I was literally just crying sometimes, but also because of the, like, I feel like spoken word is hard to do in an authentic way that doesn't feel like you're sort of, like, using the spoken word, like, rhythm or something, which I didn't want to do, and they're just such amazing musicians and also, like, such... lovely people.
It's true.
So I felt like they just like never laughed at me, and it was nice. Okay, you guys should introduce yourselves. And
yeah, we'd love that.
I guess it's me next. Thank you, Dora, for that wonderful introduction. My name is Maya Graves, and I do like to play music, and I am in a band with Renata and our wonderful bandmates, Olivia Shaw and Julia Barry. It's called Dayshade. And yeah, that is kind of what my main creative medium is. And I just love doing creative projects with friends. That is my joy in this life. So when Dora
asked if we wanted to accompany her on her poetry. I was very excited about that. And yeah, I feel like there's just been a really wonderful synergy, and it just makes me excited to make more art and just throw in different things and experiment more. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to this evening.
Amazing, me too. Renata?
Hola, this is Renata. I'm so grateful to be part of this project. I moved to Vancouver almost 3 years ago, and I left my band back home in Mexico that I had with my twin sister, Bello Vela. Maybe we can listen to some of our music too, but I struggle a bit to find like a creative output here in Vancouver for the first couple months. And then I found Dayshade and True Dayshade, and I found Dora, and it has been just an amazing journey. And I feel like we're just finding more people that are interested in collaborating, and it's just a big thread of creative people just finding each other. So yeah, excited to be part of this project.
Yeah, it's cool because Vancouver, it still has a growing art scene. I feel like Vancouver to an extent gets a bad rap for like, you know, not being as fun, or the nightlife is not as vibrant as other cities in Canada. But I think it's small enough. One thing is that you can sort of connect with different musicians and creatives in like just random spaces, performance art, concerts, just little hangouts. That's what's kind of cool, and it allows like this synergy that seems like is what is emerging with the three of you. So have you three known each other for a long time, or is it kind of a relatively new connection? And have you been like doing creative work together for a long time, or is it kind of a new thing recently?
You want to go?
Sure, I can go. So May and I have known each other for like 10 years or something, right? Something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then Renata met Maya somehow.
We can talk about that.
Yeah, how did you meet Maya?
So yeah, I was this kid just, you know, off the plane from Mexico trying to find friends. And then I met Olivia from Dayshade, and she knew I had a band in Mexico, but I don't know, I was just like playing guitar, and it was more of a front role in the band. And one day she found out that I was also a drummer. And I actually, like, I started, that's the first instrument I learned how to play. And then she invited me to be Dayshade's drummer, which that's all I have ever wanted in my life. And then that's how I met Maya. And then Dora, everyone spoke about Dora as like this like amazing person that existed and was also Mexican. But it took me a long time to meet her. But yeah, now our paths crossed, and I'm really grateful that that happened.
Amazing. So this is just to confirm your first time performing, the three of you? Is that right?
It is, yeah.
Okay, exciting. Tonight.
It's our first time performing, so yeah. And we haven't collaborated as a trio before either.
Okay.
So this will be our debut, but yeah, I'm hoping that we can continue it into the future as well.
I'm so excited. Yeah, and if I have understood correctly, the group following the three of you this evening is My Garnica. Have you heard them before?
Yes. They're also friends of ours. Although I haven't heard the four of them playing together before. I think it's like, yeah, friends that are musicians in kind of the same community, but I think they're kind of new at playing together, the four of them, too.
Okay, but that's still kind of bringing music from different places, right? Latin America and...
Yeah, I think their set, Mai was telling me, has a lot of Latin American genres.
That's so fun. There's so much of that going on, kind of fusion stuff across Canada. I feel like it's so intercultural. And I have to give a shout out to, because you mentioned Julia in Dayshade. They are playing as Amphibio Saturday evening. So you can catch both shows, Sleepless Poems, My Gonica, and then Saturday there's going to be their very last show, because I think that the drummer is going back to Brazil, but they're playing at the Fox Cabaret. But
so
yeah, love it. So much good stuff coming out. And yeah, so just for some context for our listeners here, there was a bit of you guys were feeling like you couldn't get set up for the interview in time. Is everything like sorted out tech-wise? Are you at the venue? Is everything kind of...
Yeah, it's actually quite glamorous. We're tuning in from the dressing room. And we did get everything sorted out. We actually, it was confusing with the timing, but I'm glad that we could make it work.
Yeah, me too.
And yeah, like the people that work for Ignite are such professionals. Like everyone here is so amazing and helpful. And it's such a great project that everyone should be supporting, because they are showcasing amazing emerging artists, and the people that the team that organizes the event are also youth. So yeah, cool. You should check it out.
Yeah, because that's what it's all about, young artists kind of finding their voice, building bridges between different, you know, mediums. And I think that's really cool. Just I had a thought this morning, just as like there's more and more, you know, technological advancements on how art can be, or like performances can be created, like through AI technologies, through like hologram, this sort of thing. I think we're maybe a couple more years before that gets like seriously to be an important thing. But it's just as that is developing, I think it's great that there are artists like you who are, and along with everyone else at Ignite, who are sort of just doing things that are a bit out there, that are combining, you know, comedy, theater, music, spoken word. I think that's really important, because it's creating new avenues to reach people and inspire people to create art, which is really fun.
I totally agree. And I also think that something like Ignite is so important, especially in Vancouver, because of like rent and like, you know, all of these forces that makes artists like try to go for the most commercially viable thing as soon as possible. And anyways, I've been having these conversations with friends in other cities that have more affordable housing and more supports for artists. And so like something as experimental and like just kind of like trying new things like Ignite is so important to foster that kind of like also, yeah, just like more variety in the city. And Ignite is so great.
Have you guys been there before? I don't know how long it's been happening in Vancouver.
I'm not sure how long Ignite has been going on for, but we performed as Dayshade, myself, Olivia, and our bandmate Katie, who now lives in Ucluelet, 2 years ago. And yeah, just echoing what everyone else has been saying, I think during this process, lots of different artists get to come together and put something together, a project for one night only. You know, it might not be a full band that they continue with, and it just allows you that flexibility to experiment. So definitely anyone out there who's listening, who's a youth under 30, you should definitely apply next year. They accept one act plays, music, probably anything that you can think of. So yeah, big shout out. And my experience was really good 2 years ago as well.
Love it. Yeah, I just looked on this is their 23rd festival, which is pretty exciting.
That is amazing.
Yeah, we're fighting back against the these allegations that Vancouver is boring. It's not boring.
Yeah,
it's not. We're making it fun.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I was curious about, asking first of all, Maya and Renata, was what was your first experiences like playing music with other people, or being in creative spaces with other people? Because I feel like that's at least something that I'm discovering now, is that that's so important, of like just learning about other musicians and kind of molding yourself to what they're bringing and being able to listen to others. Do you guys have any particular memories of in the past of you know, playing with other people or jamming or whatever it might be?
Yes, I do. I do have many memories. Yeah, that's such a fascinating question, because I think there's been times where I've played with other people and maybe entered a space that, you know, has been kind of intimidating or haven't felt super welcomed or known how to join in. Mm. And sometimes when you feel like that, you actually just forget how to play guitar.
Yeah.
So that's stressful. And then I've also experienced the complete opposite being true, where you just have, you feel so welcomed, and there's such a, like, an atmosphere of taking risks and having fun, like, kind of first and foremost in the spirit of friendship. And that I feel like I owe the fact that I've been able to play music and do things like this to that experience. And yeah, I feel like I kind of got thrown into a lot of like dude jam vibes, and I was like, I don't know how to participate in this, you know. And then when I met like Katie and Olivia, my friends that kind of joined Dayshade, it was just so easy. So I really think that, yeah, the people that you're with really make it. And I think it is really just like friendship and wanting to hang out that has kind of like led me to doing music.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I totally echo that. Like, when you, it's like a nervous system response sometimes when you're in, you feel like you're not good enough or you're not comfortable. It's, that can really impede like the collaboration and the music that you're playing together.
Yeah.
Renata, do you have something to say about like early memories of jamming with people or?
Yeah, well, it's been a really interesting process for me because, as I said, I started playing drums. Well, not really. I learned music when I was like 4, playing the piano. But I used to hate it because it was kind of like I was forced to do it.
Mm.
And then when I was in like my early puberty, in my like elementary school years, I started a band with my friends, and I was a drummer, and I did that for like, you know, like until middle school. And then, you know, being a drummer is just tricky because you need to like carry so much stuff everywhere, and it's just complicated.
Yeah.
So I decided to pick up the guitar because I felt like it was a much more like flexible instrument, and I just like taught myself how to play it. And I've been trying to, I don't know, it's interesting because when I'm like in a jamming situation, I feel like I'm a bit shy. So I prefer like projects like this one where I get to like, you know, sit down and kind of like build things from bottom up and just like have more time to actually figure things out. And I've seen you jam before, and I like the community that we are all part of are just like, there are so like, such amazing musicians that sometimes it's just like, wow, like, what key are you on? Okay, yeah, let's jam. And it's just, to me, that I love being in those spaces, but sometimes I feel like it's just a bit scary. So I don't know. But I'm glad those spaces exist, because through those spaces, I've met so many amazing people, including you.
Yes, so, we have jammed. Yeah. I failed to mention that I also jammed with May at an incredible New Year's party, so it's fun to see the Vancouver community just being so tight-knit and loving. But yeah, it is, I do know what you mean, like about the, like sometimes just feeling like there's so many people and so many different energies. Sometimes I need like smaller jams. Sometimes I want to be with a whole group of, you know, Latin American and Persian people just having a good time. But yeah, it just depends, right?
Yeah, the Latin American Persian family is going strong.
Yep, we're here, estudio.van. Come join us in the summer. We'll definitely be doing a lot of jamming. So follow them on Instagram if you want to find some of those people. Okay, cool. What else did I want to think about? And then I had a question for you, Dora. Is as a poet and a writer, how naturally was it for you to sort of find ways to collaborate with, you know, with musicians or other creatives? Is that something that just through getting to know them, it organically came up, or do you have a long history of like sort of experimenting around different, you know, mediums?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I think actually I don't think I could have done this with anybody else other than Maya and Renata. And I actually really mean that, because I haven't done that before. And the poetry that I write, like, I really, you know, I write it and then it's like in this little document. Then I can like send it to a magazine and they either say yes or they say no. And it's kind of like, it like separates me from the poems a little bit. And they're like this thing that works on their own. And there's something beautiful about that too, obviously. Like I love that. But I think this was so cool because it's like really embodying the poem, which is not something that I do regularly with poetry, like most creative writing people don't, unless you're doing a reading. But even that is it's a very like pared back sort of, depending on how you do your reading. But yeah, even that, it's usually you're like reading off the page, and it's a very like pared back kind of performance. So working on this was like definitely like really going outside of my comfort zone, and I chose this like incredibly like emotional and like difficult thing to do for the very first time of trying something like this, which but it's all, yeah, I think it like all happened exactly how it should have. And now I really want to do a lot more and actually get like a little more freaky with it. Like we were talking about like having like getting like a pad. Is that what it's called? A pad? Just a pad?
Yeah.
Okay. A pad. An electronic pad. not a period pad, but an electronic pad. And then like putting doing some kind of like poetry thing, but then there's singing and then there's music and then also like deep bass and like I don't know, like some interesting like electronic elements and just getting a little like weird with it. So I think we're definitely gonna keep collaborating.
Wow, that sounds awesome. It's funny, I was just actually talking to this guy who works at the UBC Food Hub, which is another thing I want to shout out, low cost groceries at the Food Hub, come by in the SERS building. But I was talking to one of the old guys who works there, Tim, who was telling me about this film that he saw at the recent Doxa Documentary Film Festival, about the Tokyo noise scene and like the underground noise kind of genre. And this is a film that came out in, I think, like late 2000s. But one thing he was telling me that I thought was interesting was at one point one of the main performers like taped a contact mic, a contact mic being something that only picks up vibrations as it's in contact with something, and then used his heartbeat and like breathing techniques to like create music in addition to like instrumental stuff. And you know, I love that stuff. I love what you're saying as well about just doing, being freaky, just putting yourself out there, doing kind of going in new directions, because I think that's what we need. We always need to be rejuvenating, right, and adding new ideas to the art we're making. And so it's fun. I'm looking forward to this. Hope this electronic pad thing. I'm not sure if I completely understood the vision, but it definitely seems exciting.
The vision is being made as we go.
I trust it.
Caminante no hay camino.
Oh, great. I had another question for the three of you. Is there something like? Do you remember like any really, really early like musical moments, or like your parents or your family putting on music when you were younger, or like albums that like really influenced you or that will like stay engraved in your memory? Do you have something to share like that?
Yeah, definitely. My parents were always playing music in the house, especially my dad, and we would always listen to music in the car. And we listened to, I guess, the ones that stick out are Van Morrison and Bob Marley were our big ones. And, yeah, I remember we would listen to Jimi Hendrix as well on the way to school, like, extremely loudly. And when he would drop me off at school, I would, like, open the car door and, like, Jimi Hendrix would just blast out. And I felt, like, extremely cool.
Yep.
I was like, I may not have many friends at the school, but I do have Jimi Hendrix.
That's awesome.
That's great. But yeah, I feel like that really influenced me. And yeah, some of the music that we played at home, I feel like I didn't listen to it as an adult until maybe 15 years later. And I felt like I somehow knew all the words and just kind of my body remembered the melodies. So I really do like credit that to my love of music now. And I know that also, Renata, music was really big in your household, but perhaps from a different time period. I feel like my parents are like 60s and 70s, and Renata's, her parents are very like into the 80s music. Mm. So sometimes I'm like, I don't understand this power ballad. Like, why? But I feel like because of Renata, I have caught the spirit of the 80s. So don't tell my parents. They would be horrified, but...
Yeah, bring on the 80s. Like, my parents were all about... They took me to so many concerts when I was young. Like, I got to see, like, Genesis, which is this amazing band. We went on their, like, tour almost 20 years ago around Europe, and we followed them around 5 different cities in Europe just because my parents were obsessed with, like, Phil Collins and, like,
yeah,
you know,
my mom too.
Okay.
Phil Collins is amazing.
I guess, like, my mom wanted me to like study music, and she told me like, I'll pay, like, go to Berkeley and
all
of that. Like, she, because she went to music school.
Okay.
So she was really passionate about us like being like, you know, professional musicians. And I think my sister and I play with my twin, as I said. We kind of like always just I don't know, we wanted to keep music fun. So that's why we decided not to go to music school and just build up our project independently. And things have worked out pretty well. Like, our project Bello Vela is doing great in Mexico. And now I'm playing with this amazing musicians. And I didn't go to music school, but I think, you know, music's always part of my life. And that's thanks to my parents that ingrained it in my blood. So,
love that. Yeah. And I appreciate what you said, that, you know, we don't need this like rigorous training, and like so many musicians these days just don't have much training and just kind of do it, learn things intuitively and learn from other people. And that can, like, I think for these like crazy, you know, jazz fusion cats for them, like, if a certain kind of mind like approaching music, they could probably get a lot out of like music school and that sort of thing. But I'm not really trained like that either. And I think, yeah, there's definitely value for you to just explore it however you like and not keep it as a super important, like, it can be a priority, but it can like ebb and flow in and out of your life along with other creative practices and other things that are going on, which is kind of beautiful.
Totally.
Dora, do you have something to share, if not about music, about like writing or poetry that you were exposed to when you were younger?
Not really poetry, unfortunately, because I feel like we're just taught about poetry in the most like boring, kind of like messed up way.
Yeah.
Sor Juana! I did read Sor Juana, yeah. She was pretty amazing. Actually, my middle school in Mexico was named after Sor Juana.
Okay, so that was when, your formative years in Mexico.
I grew up mostly in Canada, actually, in Nova Scotia, like rural Nova Scotia. So when you guys were talking about music, I was trying to think about that And literally, like, my mom had two albums. She had Joni Mitchell and Nora Jones. I can't remember the album titles of either of them. And then my dad had Manu Chao, Violeta Parra, and I can't remember. I think, like, Vicente Fernandez. Like, just, like, a really random mix of things.
That's awesome.
And that's, like, the only music I was exposed to at all until I was, like, 10 or something. And I just memorized every single album. But, yeah, I think there's definitely something about, like, the mix of cultures of, like, being kind of, like, North American, but I also lived in Mexico, and my dad is from Mexico, and his roots are in Colombia. And I think, especially my dad, he was just very, like, adamant about, like, indoctrinating my sister and I with all of this, like, Latin American cinema, writing, definitely music, like, Nueva Canción music, especially, mm-hmm. because it kind of has this, like, like, political fire to it that I think is very, like, Latin American and kind of extends across all genres of Latin American art. I mean, obviously, as a generalization, but so I think all of that, by the time I was like, I don't know, like 20, and I started reading more poetry, I think I just had all of those things in mind, and the poetry that I love now is mostly contemporary, a lot of like women poets, queer poets, kind of like irreverent. I just published some poems actually a couple days ago in Periódico de Poesía from La UNAM, which is like a really big deal actually.
Congratulations.
But someone said that they were like irreverent and everyday or something, and I'm like, I think that's kind of my energy with the poetry, like,
that's great.
Yeah, and just like making it more like community oriented and not like this like stuffy thing that I think most people associate with poetry.
Yes.
If you don't have any context for
it. Yeah, I'm so glad you touched on that. And yeah, that's funny. I just thinking about all of your influences, like Nora Jones, Manu Chao, 60s through to 90s. It's like you guys are just bringing like everything together, that fun but also the seriousness, a political side of it. And that seems like, just from what I've seen from the Ignite Festival, as it were about midway through, is that sort of the spirit of the festival as well? It's just like bringing a lot of cool cultures, a lot of disparate like influences into the art. And like, you know, it's a fun thing to do. And that's, I feel like, you know, the best art and your growth is at its highest when you're kind of exploring the fringes of what you're comfortable with, right? And what
Definitely.
You're doing.
Yeah, I really agree with that. Yeah.
Cool. I just have one more question for you guys, and then we can just round out the hour by playing some Dayshade, because Dayshade is lovely. And you don't have any, this Sleepless Poems experience will be just tonight, so don't miss it. The Kulch Historical Theatre, there's still some tickets left, doors are at 7 p.m. is that right?
Yeah, doors at 7, shows at 8.
Okay, and there's going to be some other performers alongside. It's going to be a great time. My last question for the three of you, what is, you can either answer or both, favorite venue in Vancouver or favorite local group right now that's inspiring you guys? There's a lot to choose from, I know.
We need to think about this.
Yes, I know. Take your time.
Like, local venues, I mean, that's hard because there's not very many.
They're disappearing, unfortunately. Yeah, it seems like.
I mean, Green Auto has done us very well.
Love
you know,
that place.
Dayshade, I feel like we're able to rehearse there, which is amazing. I feel like we kind of like round out some of the like more punk energy that venue typically has.
Yeah. I saw Dayshade at Green Auto, and the opener were like with these three guys who were playing like bluegrass sort of thing. What was their names?
Oh yeah.
Do you guys remember that?
The Lonesome Town String Band, I think.
Lonesome Town String Band. I think that sounds right.
Very generic bluegrass band name. So I don't know.
They were cool though. It was funny, yeah. It's like, because there's so many bands that go through Green Auto, so many different kind of sounds and energies, so it's fun to see just that, and then you guys doing all sorts of cool experimental, like folk rock stuff. It was fun. Okay, Green Auto, that's a great pick. I'm a fan.
That is one. But China Cloud is also has a very nice, cozy, fun vibe. I like that they serve whiskey in mugs.
Nice. China Cloud. I don't know that one. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. I think it's just like a door somewhere on Main Street.
Oh, those are the best places.
It's good. I'm going to pass this on to some other folks now. Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking about groups, and I had like a transformative listening experience like, I don't know, three weeks ago or something. It was at Performance Works on Granville Island, and the bands were Gamelan Bike Bike and Roggaverse, and they, like, Gamelan Bike Bike opened, and then Roggaverse played, and just both of those groups.
So
like,
good.
Oh, and, like, hearing them together, because they're so different, but somehow, like, there's this kind of, like, trance-like energy to both of them, and I just... transformed me. Like, that's all I can say.
I wanted to go to that show. I was like, I need to be there. And then something like urgent came up last minute. So kind of getting FOMO now. Because,
it was stunning. But yeah. I'm pretty sure both of them are going to, or they do play and are going to play.
And that's funny that you mentioned that, because I actually, the first time I really hung out with Renata was at a Gamelan workshop, and the guy who gave us the workshop, it was just us two in Haddon Park Fieldhouse, is in Gamelan Bike Bike, George. So
yeah, that's the Fieldhouse that they run out of, but I think they're finding a new space soon.
Yes,
but yeah, anyway.
I think so, yeah. But yeah, great group. Gamelan is awesome. If you haven't heard it, it's pretty strange to our Western trained ears, but it's some really cool stuff. And
yeah.
Renata, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I would say I need to give a shout out to our boys, the Empanadas y Legos, bringing the party.
Por supuesto.
Town.
Incredible.
Yeah, I think those guys are killing it. I think they're just like now nationally famous.
Yeah.
And it's well deserved. So yeah, also listen to Empanadas. Amazing, amazing music. Psychedelic cumbia. And venues for me, I would say, I really like the Ballroom. Is that a local venue? Like, is that considered? I don't know.
The Ballroom.
The Commodore, yeah.
Oh, the Commodore. I would say so. I mean,
yeah,
it is local. It's
small.
It's kind of, yeah, it's, I didn't necessarily say small. And I do like the Commodore. And I went to a couple shows last year, but I believe they did a reno on it now. Now it's like a lot nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sad because now they're like, you can't sit on the tables for free. Like, a lot of money.
What are we coming to? That's sad.
So it's so sad because it used to be like, if you got there early, you could get a table. But now if you have like $200 in your pocket, then you get a table, which is pretty unfortunate.
Yeah. Okay. That's kind of a shame, but it's still a good venue. We'll support the Commodore. There's always some great shows going on.
Yeah.
Over
if
there.
Someone from the Commodore is listening, please just
book Sleepless Poems, Dayshade. It'll be a good time. I think you saw Hermanos Gutierrez. Am I saying that right? Like, did you see them in the Commodore?
I saw them in the Commodore. I saw Feist like a couple of months ago in the Commodore.
Mm-hmm.
And out of luck, we got to meet her. Just like
no way.
Walking around. Yes. So cool. That was pretty cool. So many good shows. I think the audio quality of that space is pretty good.
It's pretty solid, all things considered.
Yeah.
The Orpheum is pretty good sound wise as well, but it's all sitting, kinda boring if you want to dance. Which I mean, I'm a big dancing fan. I don't know about you three, but you gotta dance.
Come dance
bit.
Tonight. I
yes.
You know, our project for sure will happy. I would love to see how you would dance to Sleepless Poems. For anyone listening, it's just funny because Sleepless Poems is like a very like internal sort of like, yeah, not necessarily like get up and dance music.
Yeah, it seems like full on. Yeah,
I think you could do it. Yeah, we should perform for Just Dance. Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't know what to expect. You guys seem like it's going to be curveball, you know, whatever we're going to get. It's going to be great. There's a ton of other cool artists who are performing at Ignite. Hallelujah Hailu, who also performed here at CITR for a Cozy Corner. Great artist. There's going to be Blue Rivera on Friday, Christine Lee, and a short film program. We really got everything here at Ignite. Like, you don't need to worry. Whatever you're interested in, there's going to be some cool stuff. And Saturday in the evening, Supernova, the big finale, is what it says here. There's going to be a Vogue showcase, Theo Reticle. That's a pretty great name.
Yes.
And, yeah, Hini. Experimental electronic music producer. I'm pretty excited for all this. But yeah, that just about wraps up our radio hour here on Mixotroph. Thank you to you three so much for just chatting with me about the group, about just art. It was a really lovely time. And yeah, hope the show goes well. I'll probably see you three in a couple hours when you're about to play. But yeah, thanks again for being on here, and hope the rest of the setup and the pre-show kind of energy is, you know, is taken in good stride. You're drinking your water, having some light food, perhaps.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad that you're coming tonight. I'm glad you can make it.
Yeah.
We'll see you here.
It's going to be great.
Now that you're going to be here.
It's going to be so good. So yeah, if any listeners want to get the tickets, you can just head to igniteyouthfestival.com. I can guarantee it's going to be a pretty unique experience. And yeah, I have time for like one more song. I think I want to play this Blackberry Galactic song. Have you guys? Is this a relatively new release?
Great one to end on. I think it was Sal's second to last release, but I would say this is the song that I'm most happy with how it came out. Thanks to our producer, Alan Ruiz. Puzzles
in my mind. Yeah, this one's amazing. Cool. Thanks, you guys. Have a great show tonight, and see you soon.
Thank you.
See you. Bye.
I wish I was high like blackberry galactic acid. Please release me. I'm a rabbit on the track. Trying to find a home between each do this and do that. Untie my tongue, breathe through my lungs. I'm coming up now fast. Hold on to these moments. Yeah, these sounds could be a life raft. These sounds could be. Cause you know how to make me feel seen. You know how to make me feel heard. You know how to listen, girl. So listen to yourself. Stand up, stand up. Turn up her microphone. Stand up, stand up. Turn up their microphone. Stand up, stand up. Electric circles of play, real time relay, a damn glam parade. I'm wandering, I'm sniffing out scenes and being seen. Is this light or shadow on our public dreams? While we wax poetry at the moon or blue sky, we still gotta ask why we've got. We got relentless beasts clawing out their claims on stolen territory on our humanity. Cause you know power comes from love. You know strength, it comes from each other. Harmony is your sweetest lover. Look me in the eye. When she asks me what it's all about, I think of the fruit trees and when I'm trying to figure it all out. I think of the fruit trees, well, it's the pomelo leaves and the pavement streets. It's the city breeze and the shoes on my feet. So I say,